Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Out of wedlock. I mean, young people just coming, they're having babies. We will do it, but not in the church setting. We'll go to the home, or if they want to have an event somewhere, we'll go there and do it.
That's Pastor Ralph White. He's pastor of Bloomfield Full Gospel Baptist Church in Tennessee. He does not want to be blessing any babies of parents who are not married in his church. He'll go anyplace else and do it, but he will not be blessing babies of unwed parents in the church. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, February the 9th. I want to hear what you have to say about this story. CNN covered it. We'll play it for you, and then I want to hear from you. That's how Audio Open Lines works. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can email us with your thoughts, your comments, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get that email right here in the studio in real time. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your comments there for Audio Open Lines this Wednesday afternoon on a pastor who refuses to bless babies of unwed parents in church. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Couple questions for you. Do you agree or disagree with Pastor White, who's refusing to bless these babies because the parents aren't married? If your pastor did the same, what would you do? Does he have an alternative? He does want to send a message about out-of-wedlock births. Is this the way to do it? CNN is reporting, at least according to the title of their story, that he's refusing to baptize babies. Let's say it wasn't just blessing babies in the Baptist tradition, but baptizing babies. A pastor who said, I don't want to baptize any babies of unwed parents. And if your pastor did that, how would you react? Here's the story from CNN. Pastor Ralph White of Bloomfield Full Gospel Baptist Church in Tennessee, and why he won't bless babies in church if the parents aren't married.
I grew up in the hood.
Reverend Ralph White, pastor of Bloomfield Full Gospel Baptist Church, is setting a precedent when it comes to teen pregnancies. White says his church will not be the place to bless young babies if the parents are not married.
Out of wedlock. I mean, young people just coming, they're having babies. We will do it, but not in the church setting. We'll go to the home, or if they want to have an event somewhere, we'll go there and do it.
Reverend White says he's hoping this will send a strong message to young fathers to step up and provide for their families.
In the Bible, if you want a biblical speaking, a man who doesn't take care of his children or his family is worse than an infidel.
Pastor White says the teen pregnancy crisis is a serious issue across Shelby County.
I want to hear from you. We'll hear a little bit more from CNN in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Do you agree or disagree with Pastor White in refusing to bless babies in church when the parents aren't married? 1-877-623-MYIE. It's Audio Open Lines live this Wednesday afternoon, February the 9th. 877-623-6943. Send us your thoughts via email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or as a tweet at @issuesetc, or leave them at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
That young child out there that was teaching, hey, you shouldn't do this. You know, you should protect yourself. Your body is the temple of the Holy, all that. And then there's this guy and this young lady who probably are still sexually active.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And what message does that send?
He says area churches need to focus directly on the pregnancy issue.
We step up when it comes to, like you said, the gay rights issues and all that. But there's so many other issues that we've not stepped up to the plate on.
And that not only means preaching about abstinence, but also teaching young people about responsible sexual behavior.
All right. Pastor Ralph Wright wants to send a message about absent fathers, about out of wedlock births, out of teen pregnancy, about the irresponsibility that is rampant, and this is all over the country, The number of children who are born out of wedlock in the United States today has never, ever been higher. And it continues to grow. He says we need to step up and talk about these issues if we're going to talk about all the others. So his way of making the statement, if you want your baby blessed and the parents aren't married, if this is an out-of-wedlock birth, you can have your baby blessed, but not in the church. What if it weren't just blessing the babies? He's a Baptist minister. They don't baptize theirs. But what if it were baptizing babies? A pastor refused to baptize a child if the parents weren't married. It's audio open lines. Let's hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Do you agree or disagree with Pastor White? Margie in Washington says, finally, a pastor taking a stand and proclaiming consequences of flouting the sixth commandment, or the seventh in the Baptist numbering. I may not agree with how he chooses the consequences, but at least the sin of adultery is being brought up in the open, and his church will not publicly allow the unrepentant to seemingly be blessed by the church for their apparent disregard for the law of God. The law is God's tool to bring the erring to repentance so they can receive the saving grace of the gospel. The child is not being punished, as the dedication can still proceed privately. The pastor can continue to shepherd his flock in the way that the church, regardless of the world's shock at his breaking the quote-unquote law of inclusion. What about the rest of you? She's happy to see someone stepping up with it. Doesn't necessarily agree with how he's doing it. What if your pastor decided he wouldn't baptize or bless babies if the parents weren't married? He wants to make a statement. 1-877-623-MYIE or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Stephen in Colorado says this, the pastor is wrong on many counts, but especially to hold children captive, to punish or force something from the parents. You know, it raises a question, and thank you for listening in Colorado. What does it mean that he says, I'll do it in your home, I'll do it in any other venue, but I won't do it in the church? He wants to send the message that the church will not condone this. Is that key to his objections? Genevieve says, if that were the case, I wouldn't have been baptized. My mom raised me in the faith from the second I was born. Should she have had sexual relations outside of marriage? No. But I believe that it isn't the unforgivable sin. How about my father, who had and still has nothing to do with me or her? His daughters are baptized, but because he is unfaithful in his marriage, I shouldn't be allowed to be adopted by my Lord. The pastor is impeding the faith of these children. Find another pastor. Parents, a baptism is valid as long as it is with water and in the name of the triune God. Doesn't matter if it's your pastor. In fact, it's just as valid if you do it and if you can't find a pastor who's willing to do it for you. This pastor will have to answer for his pride in determining exactly who he thinks is worthy of the kingdom of heaven. My Bible doesn't mention anything about adding our own qualifiers, just Christ's command to his disciples to baptize. That's Genevieve. Thank you for your comment. Stephen in Toronto says, if parents promise to bring the children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, the child should be baptized. As I'm sure you know, baptism is God's work, not the work of men. What about the rest of you? The pastor refuses to bless the children in the church if the parents aren't married. What if it were baptism? He says, look, I'll do a baptism anyplace else, but I don't want to give the impression that the church condones out-of-wedlock births, so we're not going to baptize the baby in church. What if he refused to baptize the baby altogether? This is not unknown, by the way, especially in the history of my particular brand of Lutheranism. There was a time when pastors said, oh, we can't baptize the baby if the parents have some unrepentant sin. 1-877-623-6943. Do you agree or disagree with Pastor White when he refuses to bless these children in church if the parents aren't married? This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. This Wednesday, February the 9th, leave your comments on the pastor who won't bless babies if the parents aren't married in church. Facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Assembling the Global Baby?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
While selling babies is illegal in most of the world, transactions covering the various components of bringing a human being into the world are largely unregulated. The Wall Street Journal reports, prospective parents put off by the rigor of traditional adoptions are bypassing that system by producing babies of their own, often using an egg donor from one country, a sperm donor from another, and a surrogate who will deliver in a third country to make what some call a world baby. But does custom designing human beings for a price undermine the dignity of individual lives? It's an important question.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're doing a little audio open lines on this Wednesday afternoon, the 9th of February. You're talking about a pastor who is refusing to bless babies in church. If the parents aren't married, he will go elsewhere to bless the babies. Now, he's a Baptist minister. What if it were a pastor who refused to baptize babies in church if the parents weren't married? What would you do? Do you agree or disagree with Pastor Ralph White of Bloomfield Full Gospel Baptist Church in Tennessee when he refuses to bless the babies if the parents aren't married, at least in church? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to the phones and start with Joe, who's listening in his car. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. It seems to me that he's confusing law and gospel. If he were properly applying God's law, wouldn't he exclude everyone from coming into church? I mean, if you're going to apply a standard of morality less than God's law, then I guess he can do this. But if you're going to apply the whole law, we all ought to be kept out. If he's going to insist on doing something, he really has it backwards. He ought to not go to their homes, but interact with the children at church.
Joe, thank you very much. I mean, Joe's point is very important here. He raises kind of this question. Is Pastor Ralph White picking and choosing the sins he wants to highlight, the sins of the parents? I mean, there's all sorts of things parents do that they shouldn't do. And if having babies out of wedlock is one of them, wouldn't the other sins also equally disqualify the parents from having their babies blessed in church? Or if it's baptism, applied that way as well. Let's see what Steve has to say. He's calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Now, if you think about a Lutheran baptism, what do the parents vow to do?
Raise the child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Right. And what are the responsibilities? If the parents take that on and they're counseled about what that means in advance, you know, the pastor could use this as an opportunity to help not just make a statement, he can make a statement, but also he could use it as a way to help the parents and go forward and just, you know, and make that part of that and let them know what does that mean and maybe do counseling with them. To me, it's almost like people who live together, who come to church, they want to have a church wedding, but they live together, and then how does the pastor handle that? To me, there are a lot of parallels to that in the problem that we're talking about right now.
Steve, thank you very much. Now, Steve, I would actually say it's not only that the pastor could, I think the pastor must. I mean, if he's dealing with the parents prior, we're talking here about baptism, not blessing of babies, dealing with the parents prior to baptism, he cannot avoid dealing with the situation of the child being without a married father or mother, just in the same way as a pastor who's dealing with a couple who comes for marriage under the word of God, who's living together outside of marriage. Pastor can't avoid that one. I mean, a pastor that would avoid it would not be doing his job. Bob is listening in Newport, Vermont. Hi, Bob. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Hi. I'd like to answer this a little obliquely and cut me off if I'm being improper. But first of all, the poor pastor has no book of church order, probably, with a few hundred years of experience under its belt. So he sort of has to call these as he sees them, as they come along. So, and he certainly can't go back to Scripture to see about dedicating an infant, unless it's a dry baptism, I guess. I'll bet you that he's faced with these girls coming to him and insisting on having a nice big celebration, you know, and a party, and basically not seeing them again. And I just wonder if it's sort of a backhanded way to try to get them to be involved. Although that language certainly hasn't come up.
Bob, thank you very much. Now, I agree that this pastor is at a disadvantage. He probably doesn't have any guidance with regard to this. I'm sure he is exasperated, as any pastor would be, if he has unmarried teens who are bringing children for the blessing, in his case, being a Baptist minister, and he has to deal with this. Maybe it is his way of kind of sending that message. Do you think excluding the blessing from church, but doing it in the home, actually sends that message? 1-877-623-MYIE. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Brant listens in Alaska. He says, regarding the pastor who won't baptize babies of children of unwed mothers, this opens a lot of questions. What is a blessing to the pastor? What does it benefit a church that rejects the sacraments? Why is he sending the message that, quote, being unwed and having babies is not right? Is he also saying that the forgiveness of sins cannot be found in the church? That's a very interesting question, Brant. And wouldn't it be better to call the parents to repentance and do the blessing? As a Lutheran, it's both tiring and saddening to see this Romanist style of works righteousness theology. God bless you guys. Thank you for your service to Christ. And thanks for listening in Alaska, Brant. Those are all valid questions. Some of them raised by other listeners as well. Well, you know, when it's put in the context of baptism, it's then suddenly thrown up into high relief. Because, yes, Scripture does not know, Christ does not institute a blessing for infants, but he does institute a baptism for infants. He did bless children, there's no doubt about that, but when he gets around to instituting a sacrament for children, it is definitely water baptism, no doubt about that. And the church has traditionally said it is for the sake of the child that the baptism is performed, so that the forgiveness of sins might be imparted to them and the Holy Spirit through the word and water of holy baptism. The parents are important in this, but they're not central in this. It is the child that needs baptism. The parents need to be called to repent. They need to be, if they had been baptized as infants, they need to be called back to their baptisms, don't they? Rhonda says via Facebook, it isn't the children's fault that the parents aren't married, and yet the Bible says that your children and your children's children shall be punished because of the parents' sins. Well, I don't know if that applies here, but certainly if you're going to address the parents' sin, you need to address the parents with the sin. Brett says, the pastor is right to still want to do the baptism. He's not withholding the benefits of baptism, even though he's does not view it as a Lutheran would. But he's also sending the message to the parents, take responsibility for your actions and do the right thing. Carrie in Northfield, Minnesota says, the article was misstated on two counts. One, it wasn't about baptism, but about blessing. And two, the pastor was going to withhold the public blessing, but was willing to perform such a blessing in the child's home. is even more telling is the whole desire to do something with the child when a church has a low view of baptism. Very telling there, Carrie in Northfield, Minnesota. You're right. I mean, everybody figures you got to do something with the babies, don't you? You got to dedicate them. You got to do something. And churches that refuse to hear God's word with regard to the baptism of infants always come up with something else that they do, and then they find themselves in these kinds of situations. Let's see. This would be Ann calling from St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi, Pastor. I just think it's incredibly sad that the church isn't on all in the same boat as to what baptism is. And there was in the discussion, and you've said it a few times, the term, it's a bless, the child is being blessed, or the child is being dedicated. I don't know what a child dedication is, really, because I guess we don't do that, but baptism is so much more. I mean, God puts his name on us, we become his child, we receive the Holy Spirit, we're sealed as his, we are children of God. Why would anyone forsake that? That's just so awful. And whether it happens in the church, in the home, in a car, or at a bus stop, it's God's work, and it's legitimate.
Ann, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, what she's saying here is essentially, look, go through Scripture, and we have no institution of blessing children, and there are no specific promises attached to the church or to pastors or anyone blessing children. There's nothing wrong with blessing, but there's no specific promises attached. But when it comes to baptism, there are many and great promises attached to it. It is being clothed with Christ. I'm just going to go from memory. Clothed with Christ, being buried with Christ, being raised again with Christ. It is being crucified with him and raised from the dead. It is being washed and regenerated by the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Even in St. Peter's words, it's being saved. All those promises attached to baptism. And again, if you forsake those promises, you go looking for something else. Andrew says, now in the baptismal service, the parents are given the duty to bring up the child in the faith and under the instruction of the word. With this couple not following the instruction of the word, then it is difficult for them to teach the child as well. As part of the service, the child's sponsors or godparents are given the same duty as well as the congregation to be there to pick up the slack. I think a pastor should be able to baptize or bless the child in circumstances and then make sure that the congregation picks up with the spiritual upbringing of the child. That's exactly why we have the promises procured from parents, sponsors, and then the whole congregation. It is a backup system because often parents fail in their duty. Let's see what Kathy has to say in St. Charles. Kathy, our time is very short.
Yeah, before becoming Lutheran, we considered having our youngest dedicated, although that's how I had grown up with baby dedications. You know, since a baptism in often those churches is a work that you do out of obedience, they look at the dedication as a work of the parent. The parent is dedicating the child. They're promising to do all of these things. It's really not a congregational thing at all. It's nothing that the congregation, they encourage you to do that so they can encourage the parent to do continue their, in their good work, but it's not something that the congregation seems to join in behind and say that they will pick up the slack. It's a total different look on it because they don't really view baptism as something that, you know, that God does.
Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Charles. Well, she's quite right. I mean, you do replace it with something else, and then the onus goes upon the parents, and then it begins to make sense why, if all you have is blessing of babies, you wouldn't want to necessarily do the same thing with parents who are likely not to carry out on their duties. If that's all you have to rely on, unwed parents, are they going to keep their promises? Who knows? Let's not bless them in church. My thoughts on this, and then your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line after this.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Do all people share a common morality? Is natural law an errant teaching of the Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. book of the month for February is titled Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Natural Law by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Natural Law, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feidinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. A few more comments on the pastor refuses to bless babies of unwed parents in church, some audio open lines, and then your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. That'll round off this Wednesday afternoon, February the 9th, Issues Etc. Carmen says this: "The child should be baptized at church, if at all. When one is baptized, the individual is being welcomed to the faith, and the parents are declaring that they want the child to be raised by the church and have their spiritual needs met. When Jesus said, 'Let the little children come unto me,' I didn't read anywhere that he asked, 'Are the parents married?' The child should be baptized and in public to demonstrate the parents' commitment to raising the child in the faith." Now, in the best of all possible worlds, Carmen, yes, I think you're right. If the church is going to baptize, the church should baptize. It's always a public act, even when it is done outside the public service, so to speak. Baptism is always a public act. There's no such thing as private. That is some invention that we came up with, because the church always speaks together with one voice. Let's remember what we're dealing with here. Whether it be parents who aren't married or the baby in need of far more than just a blessing, in need of the water and word of holy baptism that Christ has so graciously promised. What are we dealing with here? Sinners. See, this is the only problem that the church is equipped to deal with. And the only means by which the church is equipped to deal with sin are the means that Christ has given to the church. Blessing won't do it. Blessing is, here's a pat on the head. Now, there's nothing wrong with blessing, but simply say "God bless you" doesn't mean a lot. Christ has given us far more. It is a blessing that is taken shape in the water and word of holy baptism. And if we're dealing with sinners, both parents and children should, if anything, the fact that the parents aren't married and have had a child out of wedlock, been sleeping together outside the benefits of marriage, the pastor should conclude that this little baby, having come from these parents, has inherited those parents' sin as they from their parents inherited their sin. And what this child needs is a solution for sin, not a blessing from the church, but the washing and renewal in the Holy Spirit that Christ has given in baptism. It is given so that sins might be forgiven. And these parents should be called back to their baptism. They should be called to repent. One should not be held hostage to the other. But the pastor has the means to deal with both sinners wherever he finds them: the baby in need of baptism, the parents in need of being called to repent and receive the forgiveness of sins for the sins they have been committing. It's not as though the church doesn't have a way of dealing with this. The church certainly does. And what the church gives, it gives as it has been given to, freely, without condition.